You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let the freak out begin. You'll never guess what just happened, y'all. Oh my gosh. Another Sydney Sweeney ad just dropped. The left is going to lose their ever-loving mind. She's supposed to be canceled by now. She's supposed to be persona non grata. She's supposed to be, because, you know, of course, she's a Nazi. Why? Well, because they said so. She's supposed to be gone now. I mean, she's not hireable, never hear from her again, end up a homeless woman on the streets. Except she's not. Now, they've got a huge problem, actually. Baskin-Robbins just hired her. She just dropped another ad. It's really cute. I love the ad, actually. This is not supposed to happen, but it is happening. Curtis left, so I want to bring you back on to bounce this off of you. I'm the only one who's had this take. You know how you said you spent an afternoon just looking at ActBlue and you kind of figured it out? Well, I had that experience looking at the Human Rights Campaign, and I had a little help after the Wall Street Journal wrote that these companies, 535 of them, were terrified of the Human Rights Campaign. It was run by Barack Obama's former campaign deputy campaign manager. They'd give you a score, and your friend Curtis Loftus, because I know you've done battle with them before, Larry Fink, and all of the big hedge funds, all of the big funds, would cut you off if you didn't have a good human rights score. They wouldn't buy your stock. They'd pound it down instead. You'd be persona non grata. And so you had to let the Democrat Party decide what your commercials looked like, what your sitcoms look like, what your movies look like, but most especially what your marketing looked like. And you had to hire them. You had to bring in people they recommended. You had to turn over your hiring data, retention data, your payment data, to them, and of course, all of the minority hiring, and you had to feature prominently gay themes in your marketing or your stock gets it. I've been saying it's a social credit system, and I've been saying that it would not be possible to run the American Eagle Sydney Sweeney ad 3 years ago because you would have had suddenly a low human rights score, your stock would have plunged, it would have been dumped in mass. At the direction of the Democrat Party, but also you would have had probably a weird investigation like the SEC knocking at your door or one of these other agencies. And you don't have that anymore. Everybody dumped their DEI departments, their minders that Obama forced them to hire. And I don't mean to lay this out, you know, over such a long period, but I want to get you to react to it, because to me, it really was a social credit system. And the fact that Baskin-Robbins now has no fear and they've just dropped a Sydney Sweeney ad tells me the fear is gone and the social credit system has crumbled. Am I right? Could it come back?
Yes, it could come back. Now, we are in a much better place. And again, this is the effect of Donald Trump.
Yes.
But again, back in 15 and 16, some of us became aware of this. And it still has not been told. And 99% of even the clued in people don't understand the tremendous institutional power that backed up DEI and ESG and all of these capricious, arbitrary, and in many ways nonsensical ideologies. They propped them up because they were afraid not to. Back in, say, 2010-11 period, when Occupy Wall Street was going, they had a big deal, which is you leave Wall Street alone and we'll let you have your fun with these other things. We'll make money out of it. We'll get along. It'll all work. And that's what they realized. They could control huge swaths of the populace by instituting these arbitrary rules. DEI, ESG. ESG is just it's insidious, because it doesn't do what they think it does. And in fact, in many cases, those companies with the highest ESG scores are the worst. But again, it's the game they all play. And BlackRock and the United Nations and the Democratic Party and the hard left and so many of these large 501c3 non-governmental agencies are right in the middle of it. The people like the United Way that we used to all trust. They run these programs. They profit from these programs. Immigration is all out of the same pot. People got paid with your money to bring in illegals to this country, and they didn't care who they brought in because they were all making money, and it was your money they were making. So hopefully Trump is going to really get this under control. We need the state leaders to step up, because everybody just turns their shoulders. We see it in our schools. The effect of DEI in our schools, it's affected a generation of kids. Every study we see, the psychological studies, the emotional health studies, the ability to operate and live on their own, it's all been retarded because of this ESG. DEI. And it's, you hear, I heard just now, I could hear that language about that school and some of the problems the schools were having. It never stops. And they're changing the name, but it's still there. And we've got to get tough. And that's who needs to be, the person who's going to do that, they need to be the next governor. They need to be the next senator. They need to be the next lieutenant governor. They've got to be unafraid, because every day that we don't stop these insidious ideologies from being preached in our schools and even in our churches, at every institution we have, every day we let it go on is another day that more people are indoctrinated.
Curtis Loftus, well, then I have to tell you, I have to ask you, and you may not want to answer, and I would understand if you don't, since you brought it up, do you have a candidate you like or are supporting for governor?
No, I'm staying out of that. It's above my pay grade. There's a whole lot of messiness in that race, and I'm going to stay out of it. I'm hiding. I'll have my own race. You know, I'm running again. And so I've got to make sure that the noise of the last year is forgotten. And I think it has been. You know, since the Senate hearings were all over, I've traveled the state. It's so difficult to find anybody who paid attention to that. The people who understood it knew it was BS. But there's one thing that I am concerned about, and I there's a small group of senators who want to control the treasurer's office, and they want to try to have it to be an appointed office. And that's wonderful for them, because they control the $75 billion bank that operates at the heart of state government, but they don't have to sign any documents, you see. So that's the perfect setup. I can't solicit money from big investment houses or banks. I think that maybe they can give me like $250. I don't ask them, so I don't know. But it's a little small thing. But they can get all the money they want, right? They can take jobs. Their families can take jobs. There are all these hidden benefits to the people who can control a $75 billion bank, and they want to take that back into their house. They want to have a say over who is the treasurer, and we cannot let that happen. It's happened in other states, and it always goes badly. We have to keep it, because you know who I am. You can fire me. You can embarrass me. The public can. They can come in here at any time and FOIA what we do and look at it. So I'm proud of this office. I'm not proud of anything that the Senate's done, because I can't control that. But that's why I've got, I'm staying, you know, I was going to retire. I'm staying for this 4 years. I'm going to be happy about it. I'm going to go back out because I love being out with the people of the state. It is so much fun. You get out there and you realize how this last 18 months of messing with the Senate has nothing to do with the people of this state. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. You get out and talk to Democrats. You're talking to working people. You talk to the people who are on their vacations. And they just love this state, and they want to see it do well. And they believe when you talk to them and look them in the eye, they know whether they can believe you or not. And fortunately, they believe me. They don't believe that small group of senators. And we got to make sure the state treasury is in the hands of the people, not in the hands of a small group of elites.
Well, you know, we're talking about BlackRock. We're talking about certain of the big funds that do really bad things. And your determination to uncouple South Carolina from those funds, and what you're not saying, but I will say, is those legislators know if they can pressure you or the treasurer's office to invest in certain funds but not others, they can get the donations. And that's what this is about. And I noticed, and I know you're going to want to say this, but I'll say it. I noticed that your trouble really began when you started drop kicking a lot of these big liberal funds.
That's right. There are a lot of people working behind the scenes. I know it. I can't prove it yet. But all of these things come to pass. You know, the Senate's been chasing me for a long time. I did not allow BlackRock to manage $41 billion for the state treasury. This was back, I think it was 2019. I double check that. But see, these wars have become public now. But I've been involved with these things for years. I was early on. And I think I was the first one to say to BlackRock, you can't do it. I'm not going to let the ESG king come in here and run money. So even though they're an excellent manager, they make money for people, but they take the votes of the stocks owned by the people of the state, and they vote against us. They vote for DEI. They vote for ESG stuff. They manage that stuff. We could talk for hours about what they do behind the scenes that nobody's aware of that really changed the world. And for us to change it back, we have to just recommit. The money in the state treasury belongs to each and every single taxpayer. It does not belong to Wall Street. It doesn't belong to the 46 senators over there. It belongs to you and everybody listening to you. And well, you got to have somebody that you can get directly to. You can fire him. You can go talk to him. He's got to pay attention. You know, we have an appointed comptroller now. Does anybody in your audience even know his name? They can't fire him. He doesn't care. He wasn't appointed by him. You know, he's filling in for somebody who left office. So that's what you get into. And, you know, people know where I live. They call me on the phone, right? So we've got to just make sure it all goes back to whose money is it? It's your money, and it's your job to make sure that you can control it.
Well, Curtis Loftus, I know this. They're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at you. We've seen this happen to other conservatives. They were just resoundingly defeated, ironically, by the Republican Party run out of Columbia. So I am really excited you decided to run again. I know this has become personal for you. You were going to retire. You were done, and they made you so mad you're coming back, which I love. I love that story.
You just can't give up control of the money. You know, and they are going to run somebody against me. They're not going to raise money. They're going to do all that same stuff. But I've had a lot of electoral success because people know they can call me. If you call me, I'll come speak to your group. You get to ask me the questions. You look me in the eye, and you can believe me or not. That's up to you. But these guys on TV, you remember the state Senate, they have immunity. They can say anything they want, and I can't do a thing about it. They can write in there that I'm a serial killer. There's nothing I can do about it. So that's what you do. You know, can you imagine going to court, Tara, if you had to go to court and the judge and the jury and the jurors were all sitting there and none of them took an oath? None of them had a duty to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And none of them could be punished. That's what I've been in for 18 months. And I just have to keep going through it, not let it get to me, and remember who I work for. And that's what keeps me going. I'm not confused. I work for the plumber. I work for the realtor. I work for the paralegal. I work for the school teacher. I don't work for that 46 people in that Senate.
And I know you're fired up because we saw what they did to you. It was terrible, but you triumphed. Curtis Loftus, I can't wait to continue watching you give them hell. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this
morning. Thanks for having me on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Friday, which means this is Open Line Friday for the rest of the show. You can give me a call. It's the same number as the text line, 800-905-0989. All things we talked about this week are back on the table. Try to keep it to what we've talked about this week or something at least tangentially related to that. And give me a call. Tell me what you think. 800-905-0989. Yeah. So Sydney Sweeney has a new ad out. It's Baskin Robbins. And I've been explaining to you how this was not possible to make an ad like this 3 years ago because of the financial repercussions of it. Not just the societal backlash. Society would have been fine with it. Society loved that ad. I do not be surprised if we end up finding out the number in my mind is $5 billion worth of free advertising off that Sydney Sweeney ad because people loved it. And they loved it because the left hated it. Yeah, it was a cool ad to start with, but, you know, I mean, very well done, but nothing remarkable until the left hated it. And you know what the left hated? And we've seen this in recent days, especially Piers Morgan. You go back and you look, they did that ad with Beyonce. The outfit is almost identical. The pose is almost identical, but that was fine. It was okay for Beyonce to be beautiful. It was okay for her to flaunt her beauty. It was even okay for her to culturally appropriate the Marilyn Monroe look. But you put a white woman on there who's beautiful and they point out that she's beautiful? Because of course she's got good genes. It's great. It's a really cute play on words. And even when it was explained to the left that no, the reason that they chose those words about her genes, that was actually a play on an ad from Calvin Klein from the 1970s. With Brooke Shields. It was irony. They didn't care. They want her canceled as a Nazi. Why? Because they were doing the same thing that Barack Obama was doing. Everyone has to look like them. Fat, pale, in bad shape, ugly. No, really. Ugly. Did you see this week? in this has become a thing in and I meant to get to this USA Today. This is an actual headline in USA Today. It's somebody, you got to read it for yourself just to see it. Are you hot, fit, and tan? Get ready for liberals to label you a MAGA fanatic. And they write that with more than seven, this is a crazy stat, more than 70% of Americans overweight or obese. Have you ever seen the left? They're increasingly genderless for some reason, the men and the women. The women are bigger than the men. The men are shrinking. I'm personally fascinated by David Hogg. I talk about this right every time I see him. If I tried, y'all, on like my best PhD diet, like when I got down to 118, I can't get my arms that small. I've never been able to get my arms that small. I mean, you look at me right now in a video, my arms aren't big, but I can't get them David Hogg small. You know, the guy who was leader DNC and then they had to get rid of him. I mean, that guy can't have a full vial of testosterone in his entire body. There's something to that. It's increasingly genderless look where just looking masculine, just looking feminine and being white will spin them into a rage. It's the weirdest thing. But they wanted to change the culture so that if you're white, if you're beautiful, if you're healthy, you can't be seen. Why? Nazi. Well, why can't everybody be seen? Beyonce was seen. Why can't Sydney be seen? Why can't we say with Savvy? She's got great genes. She's beautiful. Of course she has great genes. So that doesn't mean other people don't have great genes. That doesn't mean Beyonce doesn't have great genes. But they can't see it that way. Because you know what really drove them crazy? They couldn't cancel her. She's still not canceled. The company was supposed to apologize. She was supposed to hang her head in shame, never work again. She was supposed to go the Gina Carano route. An object of derision forever canceled for daring to be white, young, beautiful, and getting an ad gig. And they couldn't do it. And I'm telling you, 3 years ago, they could have done it. Because of the Human Rights Campaign, it would have lowered their score. American Eagle, by the way, is one of those that allowed the DEI team from Human Rights Campaign, Obama's outfit, into their building. And it wouldn't have worked. They did it now, though. They're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid of an SEC investigation, a DOJ investigation, some kind of financial civil rights thing from the federal government. They're not afraid anymore. And folks, that is why you're going to see them lose it this weekend over the new ad. There's really no genetic theme in this ad or anything with Baskin Robbins. Very cute ad. You can see it. I've got it up on my X feed. Tara Servatius. There's really no angle like that. But the powerful message is this is a major American corporation, well-known name, Baskin Robbins, and we're not afraid of you anymore. We're going to run her. The left wanted her canceled. Not only do we not care, but we recognize she's a huge draw. We're going to get billions of dollars of advertising, some of it negative. We don't care. We're not afraid of our brand to feature somebody. And here, this is what's remarkable. The fact that Baskin Robbins would put her in an ad after it came out that she registered as a Republican in 2024, which really makes her a Nazi. That would have been to vote for Trump. There's no other reason to do it. And the fact that she was then seen at a shooting range, pretty good shot. Firing a, oh God forbid, a gun. It was a gun. And then worst of all, she did the thing that makes the left the craziest. She laughed at them. Gently. Her response said, you know, the one where she's riding on a horse looking like she doesn't have a care in the world. Doesn't say a word. In other words, that's her saying, I'm fine. I'm having a great time. No, I don't care. I'm laughing at them. I'm done. I don't care. Whatever. I'm going on with my life. You can't cancel me. Drove them insane because it means they're losing control of the culture. So I can't wait to watch the meltdown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Gonna jump on the talk line to talk to Riley in Chesney. I think this is my first call ever from Chesney. Hey, Riley.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to call in and talk about the little sheriff's thing we had the other week, and I appreciate what you guys did in hosting it, but I wanted to make a plea to your audience, if I could.
Sure.
So one thing I noticed while I was in that room, and that was the severe lack of younger people at these events. And for something as serious as the sheriff's race in our county, and I know there was other ones, and I hope that was a bad representation, but I just want to plea to all the younger people in your audience, get off, take the time off, plan ahead, get involved with these things, because if we don't, it's going to be taken over by people who are moving here and not represented by the people that were born and raised here and our roots are here. And I want to also say this. Thank God for all the people that were there at those events. We need those people. And it's those values that we all stand on in this area. And if that's what we enjoy living in, we all need to get a little more motivated, Tara. That's what I wanted to say to him.
Well, thank you. And of course, you're talking about the sheriff's debate, which Joey Hudson and I hosted. Yeah, I was thrilled with the turnout. It's just a huge number of people. I didn't even expect that many. And let me tell you, Riley, a lot of people underestimate this. There's a lot of people out there, especially if you're young, you're working hard, you know, maybe working two jobs. You don't have a lot of time. You're hearing that. What can I do? If you don't have time to volunteer to work on political campaigns, to, you know, maybe be the chairman of your precinct, the party's always looking for people to do that, or get involved in some other way, I'm telling you, do not underestimate the power of opening an X account. Don't underestimate. One thing you'll find out when you do it is that it will say, can I access your phone numbers? A lot of us are, you know, information shy. I'm not so much. I figure most of my stuff's probably already out there. Can I access your phone numbers? Yes, it'll go through with your phone numbers and see everybody that is on X that you know, and it will suggest people to follow. That then causes them most of the time to follow you back. And you can build a web very, very quickly if you don't have an X account. Take advantage of that feature. And folks, as you see real things, I'm telling you, this is why we got the country back. We were allowed to do this on X, and they're about to lose this ability. They already have to some extent in the EU. It's going dark. It is precious. Take the true things that you see on X. Might be this video from this show, might be some article I post, might be some other account you like better that you follow. It doesn't matter. There's a little button in the lower right-hand corner. Click it, and it copies the share. Share it off X. Share it with everybody you know. Post and get people that you know to follow you. And look, if you end up with 25 followers, 30 followers, gosh, can you imagine if everybody in this audience did that? And just post stuff you're interested in. And when you see things that people need to see, like a lot of the perspectives out there from Trump administration, things like that, whatever it is, what is the truth about a matter, right? Copy. You can drop it into email. You can drop it into your text on your phone. Send it out, send it out, send it out to people. That is how we won this election. One forward at a time. One shoulder tap at a time. Hey, follow me back. And, you know, you don't want to be in people's faces. You don't want to drive them too crazy because, you know, they'll cut you off. And that's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about sharing stuff, especially occasionally, and combating the lies. Because, folks, the most powerful asset that they have is the lie. It's what's allowed them to weaponize and take over every single agency. It's what allowed the censorship that we are trying to overcome with this. I mean, folks, I'm sitting here today. If you used to listen to me on YouTube, there aren't a lot of you. You know that I haven't posted a video this week. I'm on the verge of losing my YouTube account. Same creepy way I was repressed on Facebook. And they'd say I was violating Russian copyright. They're enforcing Russian. I was playing Russian music. And so sorry, they're having to block me from sharing this broadcast with you. Well, now I'm getting those same exact messages from YouTube. That's the same people, folks. Whoever's doing this, that's the same people. I assume they're probably still buried in our government somewhere. More than likely. It's the same tactic. Oh, so sorry. You violated. And it's always Russian or German. What is the message they're sending you to? You're either a Russian disinformer or you're a German Nazi. That's the message. German. I don't speak German. I don't play German music. I'm getting the same ones that I used to for Facebook, which tells me I'm about to lose my account. So I've stopped streaming on it. It's my third YouTube account. I lost the first two for both times telling you true things about COVID. And that's why I never promote that I used to stream there. I mean, I've never promoted it because I knew they'd take it and I didn't want to teach you to go there. And I didn't want to teach people online to go there who like the show. And then they think the show ended. It's precious, folks. It could go like that. Use it while you still have it. Treasure it. If you can't volunteer, I tell you what, we can change the world 25 people at a time. Just sharing things off X, uploading our phone contacts when you open an X account, letting X find their account. Sometimes it's not obvious. It's not in their name. They might be under, you know, Wildcat or something like that. Following them, getting them to follow you back, their friends, their family, their associates, and doing that, boy, does that make a difference. So if you can't volunteer, do that. It works and it's fun. And you can really make a difference in this country, especially if this whole audience does it. Folks, audio cut of the week comes from James Carville. This is so telling. I've been playing it all week. He is, of course, the dean of the Modern Democrat Party, got the Clintons elected into office. Nasty piece of work. He's not a good person at all. But he said something fascinating this week. And that's why if you look at this, you know, the cast that I, you know, have on Twitter, that I have on Rumble, I mean, I've titled it, this is Game Changer. This is the week we turn the corner and begin to proactively fight. We've always been reactively fighting up until now. Against the weaponized agencies, against this idea that Democrats now get to put everyone who runs against them with any success in prison, all of this crazy stuff that they've been doing. And James Carville said it. He's watching us fight in Texas for those five seats he knows rightfully should be ours. He's watching us launch, and this is what he's talking about here, Donald Trump saying, we're going to redo the census and we're not counting illegals anymore. We're not playing games with you people. We're not letting you steal 20 to 30 seats from us right off the top. And James Carville knows what that means.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
What's his plan to save the Democrat Party? What will it take to save the Democrat Party? And you've heard this plan before. It's not new, but listen to what he's saying. He's saying, well, we gotta win the presidency back and the House and the Senate in 2028. Okay, I hope they don't. But he's saying we got to do that. But what does he say? Does he say then we got to win hearts and minds? No. We got to lock it down with a total regime that'll give us total power. Why? They can't win with hearts and minds. And he knows it. And if Republicans start saying, you know, we're going to do what you guys do. We're going to stay within the law like they are in Texas with the redistricting. We're going to stay within the law, but we're going to push back. We're going to fight back. We're going to go offensive, which we have not done since Ronald Reagan. And he knows if we do that, they're in trouble.
They're going to have to do, if the Democrats win the presidency, the Senate and the House in 2028, which is not impossible. I don't know if you say likely or possible. Or I don't know what word, you know, but it's certainly not impossible. They're just going to have to unilaterally add Puerto Rican and District of Columbia states. They're going to have to, the Constitution gives Congress power over federal elections. I don't think they can redistrict, but they're things they go do. They're going to have to do it. They're just going to have to do it. And they may have to expand the court to 13 members. And I don't know if it's something that they should talk about during the campaign. If you have a Democratic House, a Democratic senator, and a Democratic president, they should do that on day one. Four more United States senators, four more Supreme Court members.
Yeah.
I mean, what precipitated the Constitution, a crisis with the Supreme Court, said you can't expand to 13. They say that some impediment to adding two more states. Sure. You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Sure is.
They're going to have to do, if the Democrats win the presidency, the Senate and the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.